You want an uplifting experience? Go read Parshas HaAzino. And then maybe read it in English so you actually understand what it means. It's a pretty powerful Musar Shmos. It's a short parsha, but as we'll see from my Rebbe the Ramban, it's quite packed. 52 psukim. And yeah, it's really, there's a lot going on. Okay, we don't have so much time. So I want to focus on one famous Ramban, and we'll try to expand it a little bit. Where the Ramban kind of captures for us what this whole Shira is about, the Shira of Hazino is about. Okay, so let's take a look. Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Mem. Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Mem. Ki Esa El Shemayim Yadi Va'amarti Chai Anochi La'olam. I shall raise my hands to heaven, and I shall say, as alive, I am forever. The first part of the Hazino that the Ramban says actually is Moshe Rabbeinu speaking. Pasuk Yud Tes is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes over, where Hashem takes over the speech. Okay, but what exactly is the nature of this whole speech, this whole long drasha that Hashem is giving, that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving? Okay, so let's start from the words. It's again, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Mem, and we'll start from where it says, "Vihinei Hashira Hazos." Okay, I'm not sure for those who have that edition that we use in yeshiva. I'm not sure exactly where it is. I'm also not sure where it is on the screen. Hazos. Right over here. Okay. So says the Ramban, Asher Hibanu Le'ed Emes V'Ne'eman. However, what is so special about the Shira of Hazinu? Says the Ramban, this Shira is, as it begins, Hazinu Hashemayim Va'ad Daber V'Sishma Aretz Imrefi. Moshe Rabbeinu begins by calling together the Shemayim and the Aretz to serve as witnesses, which means that the whole world, reality, is going to serve as a witness to the Jew's relationship with Hashem. A lot of, again, like I said, a lot of the Shira is a Musar Shmuz about when we don't listen to Hashem and when we turn our back on Hashem and the consequences of not being truthful to Hashem. Right? It tells us, Zechor Yomos Olam, Binu Shnos Dor Vador, study history, understand how things work, understand that when we act in accordance with Ratzon Hashem, so then things are good, and understand that when we mistreat Hashem, things are bad. Hashem sometimes almost considers us not his children because we're not walking in his ways. Of course, we're always Hashem's children, but when we're not walking in his ways, it's hard to understand the relationship between us and Hashem. And it gives us Musar, right? Pasuk Vav, Hala Hashem, Tigmalu Zos, Am Daval V'lo Chacham. Is this how you repay Hashem? And God gave you life and you repay Hashem by not practicing his Torah and his mitzvos. Hashem loves you. Hashem wants to provide for you. It's a very powerful Musar Shmuz. But in the end, says the Ramban, what is this Shira? Bottom line, Hinei Hashira Hazos, Asher Hibanu Le'ed Emes V'Ne'eman. This Shira serves as a witness. It'll serve to testify. Tagid Bebeir Kol Hamotzaos Osanu. It comes to declare everything that has happened to us. And you'll see what that means. Hizkira tchila hachesed sha'asi manu HaKadosh Baruch Hu mi'az shelakachanu lechelko. It begins by telling us of all the kindness that Hashem did for us from the time that He chose us as His portion. Vizkira hatovos sha'asu lanu bamidbar. And it references all of the kindness that Hashem provided for us while we were in the desert. V'asher hinchilenu artzos hagoyim hagedolim va'atzumim. And how Hashem helped us to take over lands of very powerful and forceful enemies, v'rav hatova, v'ha'osher, v'ha'kavod, asher hinchilanu ba. That's good to think about right after Yom Kippur. You know, after saying all of our sorries and starting fresh, so let's just remember, one of the most compelling reasons to do mitzvos, that we owe it to Hashem, is think of all the good that Hashem does for us. Think how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, again, as it says in these psukim. And it criticizes us. How do you repay HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this? Halahu avicha kanecha hu asecha ve'echoneneka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your father. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created you and established you. How do you mistreat Hashem? So the Ramban says, this Shira is testifying to us, look how good Hashem is to you. Think about all the goodness that Hashem provided us collectively as the Jewish people. Right? The success, the financial success, the honor that we've been given. V'chi meirov kol hatova mardu b'Hashem la'avod avodah zarah. And after all of this goodness that Hashem gave us, we rebel, right? We're moirated by Hashem. We rebel against Hashem to worship idols. How can that be? V'yizkira haka'as asher haya milafanav aleihem. And therefore the Torah was reminding us, the Shira, this testimony is reminding us. And look how you angered Hashem through your avodah zarah. Look what we brought upon ourselves. We brought upon us all the things we were screaming at the end of Ne'ilah yesterday, davening. There shouldn't be dever, and there shouldn't be famine, and there shouldn't be chaya ra, and there shouldn't be war. All those things that we davened for. And yet, unfortunately, when we're not loyal to Hashem, we have a track record. In other words, Hazinu is testifying, just know a little history. When we do the right thing, then everything is great. And unfortunately, when we don't, so then things fall apart. And afterwards, as we'll see, the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we unfortunately don't act properly, Hashem scatters us to every corner of the earth. And we should know that all of this has come true and will come true, and so it is. In other words, the Shira is a testimony to what happened in the past. It's a reminder for us in the moment. And it's unfortunately, if we don't keep our part of the deal, it's a prediction for our future. Okay? Let's keep going. However, Va'amr Hashira, ki basof yashiv nakam letzarav, v'limisanav yishalem. But there's also a very hopeful element to the Shira, because in the end, sof kol sof, when it all said and done, Hashem is going to avenge the oppressors. Hashem is going to make sure that our enemies pay. V'atam ki heim osu kol ha'ra'u simanu l'sin osu shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because at the end of the day, no anti-Semite has ever really hurt a Jew because he felt that he was carrying out, it's like that fake claim that Mitzrayim grappled with. Mitzrayim maybe felt that, what do you mean? Hashem said to Avraham that the Jewish people are going to have to suffer. So we're going to be the ones to make the Jews suffer. So no one can really claim that. You can't claim to carry out, you were never assigned to be Hashem's enforcers. Why does the world sometimes hate us? They hate us because really, they hate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They don't hate the Jewish people because the Jewish people are so radically different. It's the godliness of us that they despise. And look what he writes here, very interesting. Ki lo yisnu es Yisrael bavur she'asu avodah zarah kahem. They don't despise the Jewish people because, in fact, we sometimes do avodah zarah like they do. Rak ba'avur shelo yasu k'ma'aseihem v'yavdu es HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yishmur es mitzvosav. So why do they hate us? They don't hate us. They're not the enforcers for Hashem to punish us for doing avodah zarah. And if anything, you would think that they would like us because we sometimes get involved in avodah zarah. So what do they actually hate about us? They hate us when we do the right thing. They hate us when we serve Hashem. They hate us when we keep the mitzvos. V'lo yischatnu b'hem v'lo yochlu mizivcheyem. And that we don't intermarry with them. And we don't eat from their karbanos. We don't eat their meals. V'yivazu avodah zarah shalehem v'yivaru osam v'kom oseyem. And they hate us when we reject their avodah zarah. And they hate us when we destroy all of their places of idol worship. Like the Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on your behalf, we have suffered terribly. So because of the world's hatred for godliness, they've done all these bad things to us. Like the Pasuk is saying, they are the enemy of Hashem himself. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to seek vengeance from them. And therefore, Parshas Hazinu is actually what? A prediction of the future, Chevra. It's telling us something about the future. What's it telling us about the future? Something related to the Gula Asida. Ki bebinyan bayisheni, because during the Second Temple period, lo hir ninu goyim amo, rak laogu aleha. Ma Yehudim ha'amelalim oisim, vayugidoleim avadim behecha melech bavel, v'chula meshuvadim lo. During the Second Temple period, there was a tremendous, opposition to the Jewish people and suffering on behalf of the Jewish people, right? And during that period of Ayamim Ahem, right, during that time, Lo Heshiv Nakam Litzarav V'chi Chiper Ad Maso Amo. It was at that time that Hashem did not yet avenge the blood of the Jewish people. In other words, you read Ha'azino and it's describing how Hashem in the future is going to what? V'chiper Ad Maso Amo. Like it says in Pasuk Mem Gimel, that Hashem is going to placate the land. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, V'nakam Yashiv Litzarav. He'll bring retribution upon the foes of Klal Yisrael. That hasn't fully happened yet, and therefore this shira is actually a prediction for the Geula Hasida, what's yet to come, because again the Jewish people were still very much scorned during Bayis Sheni, during the building of Bayis Sheni, and of course the Churban of Bayis Sheni and the suffering of the Jewish people at that time. Right, so the promise of Hazino is yet to come. So again, what I'm trying to highlight, and you'll see why I keep saying it this way, is that Parshas Ha'azinu is past, and it's present, and it's future, all rolled together. V'hine ein b'shira hazos tenai b'tshuva v'avoda. And we do not find in this shira a precondition of tshuva and avoda. Rak yishtar eidus shenase haros v'anuchal v'shehu yizbarach yasa banu b'tochos chema. What we do find in this Shira is that what? That there's going to be suffering, testimony that we did Averos, a testimony that HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry at us, a testimony that Hashem is not going to forget about us permanently, that eventually HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be appeased, v'yashuv v'yisnachem v'yiparam min ha'oyvim. Hashem will return to us and Hashem will be appeased by us. And Hashem will punish the enemies. B'charbo hakasha v'agadola v'chazaka v'yichaper achatoseinu l'man shemo. And then there's going to be what? There's going to be kapara. There's going to be salvation, if not through our efforts, but it'll be for the sake of Hashem. He writes earlier in one of the earlier pieces that the schus avos is really up. That there's no longer a schus avos that we have. Schus avos has run out. We're out of merits. And therefore, the only thing that we can daven for is that there should be what? That there should be lamancha, right? Again, like we daven on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Lamancha Elokim Chaim. Do it for your sake. Don't do it for us. It's not dependent upon our Avodas Hashem, and it's not dependent upon our tshuva. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu taking revenge, because again, we don't have time for it now, but the Ramban explains earlier that there's a tremendous fear that the nations of the world are going to say, look what we did to the Jews, because they're weak. Or look how we tried to carry out the will of Hashem. Or look how this is us and it's not Hashem. Right? V'lo Hashem, Paul calls Zos. Right? They're going to claim it wasn't Hashem who did all of this. They're going to act triumphantly over us in Pasuk of Zion. Right? And they're going to say, look, it's all us. So Hashem says, no, it's not all you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises that there's going to be a Geula. Okay? So in conclusion, says the Ramban, so the bottom line is, when you study the Shira, and you see this is such an accurate depiction of the past, and it's such a charge to the Jewish people in the moment, and it's such a prediction about how things are going to be in the future, so says the Ramban, look at this, Im Kain, Hashira Hazos Havtocha Mivoeres B'Geula Ha'asida. So this Shira becomes, again, the song that we're going to sing until Mashiach comes. Al Karchan Shalminin. Against the will of those who try to deny Hashem or reject Hashem. Right? The Shira serves as testimony to look how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is directing history. V'kach hizkiro b'sifri. And this is what we find in the Medrash. Says the Medrash, Gidola Shira zo. This Shira is so great. Sheyesh ba'achshav. Because it has now. V'yesh ba'lisha avar. And it has the past. V'yesh ba'la'asid lavo. And it has the future. V'yesh ba ba'olam hazeh, v'yesh ba la'olam haba. It has things of this world, and it has so much hinted to of what's going to come. V'lezeh rama zakasav sha'amar, v'yavo Moshe v'yadabres kol divrei hashira hazos ba'ozne ha'am. Moshe spoke kol divrei hashira hazos, says the Ramban, emphasis on the word kol, says the Ramban, hiskir kol, lahagid shehi koleles kol ha'asidos lamo. That is a big statement. Says the Ramban, it says kol, because this Shira contains everything that is going to happen in the future. Ve'im hi katana b'dibor, and even though the Shira is few in words, 52 short psukim, ki be'er lehem in yana harabim. But it's filled with many, many things. Many, many, many things. Let's just finish the piece, and then we'll explain all of this. V'ilu haisa ashira hazos michtav echad min achozim bakochavim shehigin mireishis achers kein. He says, imagine if this shira was written by, a prophet or someone who had the ability to tell the future, and he told you about the past and he told you about the future and he gave you this document. You'd say, wow, this is incredible. I would study it all the time. You would say, look how everything that was predicted came true. Lo nafal davar echad, not one thing was missing. So a million times more, now that we were given this document by Moshe Rabbeinu, this Shira, half the words of Moshe, half the words of Hashem is transmitted to us by Moshe, by the greatest prophet, the one who spoke to Hashem face to face, Olav Hashalom. So how can we not take these words very, very seriously? Okay, so this is the Ramban, the famous Ramban on Ha'azinu, that the Shira of Ha'azinu is past, it's present, it's future. And again, I don't wanna underemphasize the fact that the Ramban says that contained within this Shira is Kol Ha'asidos Lamo, everything that is going to happen in the future. In other words, Chavra, if you want to find out who you're gonna marry one day, it's hinted to in this Shira. If you want to find out where you're gonna live, it's hinted to in this Shira. If you want to find out your whole life story, it's all hinted to in this Shira. Okay, so let's explain this idea. And to explain this idea, we have to close our Ramban for a minute. We have to go on a little journey. Okay, to the Sefer Amunas Itecha by Rav Moshe Wolfson. Rav Moshe Wolfson Shlita, here's a picture of him. For those who don't know who Rav Wolfson is, that's Rav Wolfson, many years ago. Rav Wolfson was the Mashkiach in Torah Vadas for a long time. Rav Wolfson is the Rav of a shul in Bar Park called Amunas Yisrael. And he's the author of a sefer called Amunas Itecha. Okay, very, very deep Torah. So Rav Wolfson writes in this week's Parsha, he explains this Ramban. Okay, so let's take a look. Let's learn this piece together. Yadua sheyesh shishim ribo osios l'Torah neged shishim ribo neshamos Yisrael. We know that there are 600,000 letters in the Torah that correspond to the 600,000 Jewish souls. In other words, everyone here is a letter. Every person is a letter. Jacob is a letter, and Isaac is a letter, and Yitzchak Yaakov is a letter. Everyone's a letter. Everyone here is a letter. Everyone's a letter in the Torah. V'kvar darshu darshe reshumos, and those who expound these types of things explain that the word Yisrael is rashe tevos yesh shishim ribo osios l'Torah. There are 600,000 letters in the Torah. One of the other names the Jewish people are called in these parashios is Yeshurun. Yeshurun stands for Yesh, Shishim, Ribo, Neshamos. There are 600,000 letters. There are 600,000 souls. And therefore, every Jew has a letter in the Torah. Okay? Every Jew has a letter in the Torah. If you can find out where your letter is in the Torah, it will reveal to you a lot of the secrets about your soul. Now, that's true for the Torah Bichlal. That's the big Torah from beginning to end. V'chevra, we also have a miniature Sefer Torah, which is also all-encompassing. And you know what that miniature Sefer Torah is called, Jack? I'll tell you what it's called. It's called Parshas Ha'azinu. Od yadua sheParshas Ha'azinu kelulim kol ha-mitzvos v'chol inyanei olam. Parshas Ha'azinu hints, like the Ramban just told us, to everything in the world. All matters of the world are hinted to in this Parsha. V'chol echad miYisrael nirmaz ba, and every person is hinted in this parsha. Uvesefer Yesod Yosef, in the Sefer Yesod Yosef, he tells a famous story about one of the students of the Ramban. Okay, so Chevra, since the Ramban is our Rebbe, and since Hazinu is our Parsha, and now we're trying to understand the secret of what the Ramban is telling us, so we need to go learn, we need to pause here with Rav Moshe Wolfson for a minute, and we need to go read a story in the Sefer Yesod Yosef. Okay? So, I gave you a photocopy here of the Sefer Yesod Yosef. Listen to this story. The story is told about a student of the Ramban. The Ramban had a Talmud Echad, Ushamo Rabbi Avner. The Ramban had a student whose name was Rabbi Avner. Okay. Upisom nichnas ba'avoneinu harabim ruach bisha belibo. And unfortunately, it's hard to imagine, the Ramban had a Talmud who was overcome by a spirit of craziness, right? A spirit of tuma. In other words, he lost his faith. He strayed from Yiddishkeit. Vinasa tzedoki. He became a tzeduki. Right? I don't know if he literally became a tzeduki. He went off the derech. The Ramban had a student who went off the derech. Umasa tumaso v'rishaso gadlo v'gavro v'nasa nagid v'adon gadol. And he went on to become, as he got involved in the world, he became a very successful politician, and he became a very powerful person. He became a high-ranking government official. Vayihi biyom tzom kippur. Look at the timeliness of this Torah. And one year on Yom Kippur, Avner sent for the Ramban, sheyavo miyad elav. He summoned his old Rebbe. Now he was using his government power. He commanded that the Ramban be brought to him. So the Ramban, on Yom Kippur, taken out of shul, was brought to Avner. Uba lefanav alakach lefanav chazir echad. And Avner, lo aleinu, he took a pig. He took a pig. V'inatcheyu v'yivashleyu v'yochleyu. And he chopped it up, and he cooked it, and he ate it on Yom Kippur in the presence of his Rebbe. V'acher kach shol haramban al kama krisos avar. And then mockingly he said to the Ramban, how many averos did I just do? V'heishiv lo al arba. So the Ramban said to him, it seems to me you did 4 averos. V'hu amar lo al chamisha. V'hirotza lachlok im rabo. And he says, see, you're not such a big rabbi anyways. I can show you I actually did 5 averos. And he started to argue in Torah with his Rebbe the Ramban. Can you imagine? As he's eating pork on Yom Kippur. So the Ramban looks at him with those piercing eyes of a tzaddik. And he looked deep into his Talmud's eyes with such disgust, right? With the piercing eyes of a tzaddik, who on the one hand was so repulsed by what he saw in front of him, but also looking into the depths of Avner's soul. And suddenly what? He was humbled. And he stopped arguing with him. And finally he saw, the Ramban saw Pesach, an opening to have a real conversation with him. Vishallo Ramban, so the Ramban turns to Avner and he says, Hageid na li, mi haviyocha al hamaras hadas hakadosh alanu. What caused you to go off the derech? Listen to what he said. V'heishav lo, so he said to his Rebbe, the Ramban, ki pam achas shama shedarash Ramban shebeparshas hazinu, klulim kol hamitzvos v'chol enyonei ha'olam hashaychem l'torah li'ira. Because one time I heard you saying that Parshas Hazinu has within it everything, that it contains everything. All of the world is found in Parshas Hazinu. Rach shetzarech lezeh siyata d'shmaya l'mi sheyizkel havin kol ha'anyanim v'sodos asher sham. But it takes obviously a person of very great Torah knowledge and a person with great siyat d'shmaya to be able to discover all the secrets that are found within Hazinu. Uve'enav hayezeh nimna. And I said, what? How could that be? You're telling me what? These 52 little psukim have all the secrets, everything that's ever going to happen to me in my life? And it was the first time I started to question Torah. I started to think the Torah, the chlal, was far-fetched. Ad shebishvil zeh kovo bilvavo hatameh. I started to question my Rebbe, and I started to question the Torah, and I started to question my faith, and eventually, lo aleinu, he went off the derech. So the Ramban says back to him, I still hold what I told you then. Parshas Hazinu It's absolutely true what I told you. It contains everything. He says, what do you want me to say? So he says to him, okay, well, let me ask you like this. He says, Im kein, har'eini im timtza shemi avner kosev sham. So he says to his Rebbe, the Ramban, show me where I'm found in Hazino. You're making this claim. I'm being honest with you. I'm telling you what led me astray. So show me. You say you think everything is in Hazino. I think that sounds ridiculous. So show me where I am found in Parshas Hazino. Reveal to me my essence in Parshas Hazino. Imagine. Yomer Haramban, Kein Divarta, Miadit Vakshanu. The Ramban says, okay, you know, it's fair. You asked me to show you, so I have to show you. Now, the Ramban at this point didn't know how to find Avner in Parshas Hazino. But he went into the corner, Yesod Yosef tells us, V'seikav holach lo b'keren zavis v'yispa'al l'avinu shu ha-shomayim, ha-shomei v'ona l'koro b'chol libam v'chol nafshom. The Ramban says, Hashem, I need you to prove that the Torah is true. He went into the corner. The Ramban was davening. And all of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed it to him. He says, the Pasuk in Hazino is talking about you. The Pasuk says, Amarti af ehem ashbisa me'enosh zichram. It says in Hazino, Hashem is speaking, Amarti, I have said, af ehem, I will scatter them to the peos, to the corners, ashbisa me'enosh zichram, and I will erase from mankind their memory. So the Ramban said, look at the third letter of each of these words. The third letter of Afayim is Aleph. The third letter of Ashbisa is Beis. The third letter of Me'enosh is Nun. The third letter of Zichram is Reish. So it spells out Avner. This is you. Ki oshlishi shebechol teva yesham ha'ish aniskar Avner. And when he heard this, he was shaking. He was mama shaking. And he said, Rebbe, I'm so sorry. And he said, is there anything I could do to do tshuva? Is there any way for me to recover from the averus that I've done? So the Ramban said, well, you heard what the Pasuk said. The Pasuk said, I will scatter them to the corners. I will obliterate from mankind memory of them. So you got to do what the Pasuk says. You have to go from being this big hotshot government official. You need to more or less disappear. So what did he do? He took it to heart. V'seikav lakach oso ha'ish svina b'li malach. He took a boat out onto the water. He threw the oars overboard. Umashot, and he just started drifting out to sea. Ve'yikanezva ve'yelech basher holicho haruach v'lo nodu mimenu mu'uma, and it's unclear whatever happened to him. He scattered himself. He disappeared. It's incredible. Why he didn't come back to being a Talmud of the Ramban and do tshuva like that, I don't know. But he felt that he had to fulfill what the Pasuk said about him, which is, af'ayim, I will scatter to the corners. Ashbisa me'enosh zichram, I will be forgotten from mankind. Now, I'll just point out that the Lubavitcher Rebbe said that the truth is, in the word Amarti, the third letter is a Resh. Because the truth is, when he did Tshuva, he became Rav Avner again. The Resh stands for Rebbe. He became Rebbe Avner through his Tshuva. Okay, he came back. He came back. But that's an incredible revelation that appears here in Parshas Ha'azino. So now, coming back to Moshe Wolfson. So he quotes the Ramban that we just learned, that Parshas Ha'azino contains everything. And he points us to this story in the 22nd chapter of the Yesod Yosef. And then he writes, says Moshe Wolfson, continuing over here on the left-hand column, Uvizeh muvanim divrei HaRambam. With this we understand an amazing pasuk, an amazing halacha. Chever, we know that the last mitzvah, mitzvah 613, is the mitzvah of what? Of ksiva sefer Torah, of writing a sefer Torah. What's the source, says the Rambam, for writing a sefer Torah? Va'ata kisvu lachem et hashira azos. The Torah says, and now you should write this Shira. Says the Rambam, what does that mean? It means, Klomar, Kisvu Lachem Sefer Torah, write the whole Torah that contains within it Parshas Hazino. Because it can't be that you just write Parshas Hazino, because you're not allowed to write the Torah Parshios Parshios. So hold on a second. Ask Sir Moshe Wolfson, Tzarech Bir, why is it that the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah is expressed through Va'ata Kisru Lachem Es Hashir Hazos? I would have thought that the Pashup Shad in that Pasuk is, you should just write Parshas Hazino. Every Jew has an obligation to write the 52 Psukim of Hazino. How do I know it means to write the whole Torah that contains within it Parshas Hazino? Rav Wolfson says, if you understand the secret of Parshas Hazino, So it makes perfect sense. Ulefiha amor nicha. Based on what we've explained, it makes a lot of sense. Sharei ha'azinu kol leles es kol sefer ha'Torah kula. Because what is Parshas Ha'azinu? Parshas Ha'azinu is a microcosm. It's a miniature version of kol ha'Torah kula. What is the Torah? The Torah is the blueprint of the whole world, past, present, and future. So is Parshas Ha'azinu. So when it says write Parshas Ha'azinu, it doesn't just mean write Parshas Ha'azinu. It means write the entire Torah which contains Parshas Ha'azinu. But then why say write Ha'azinu? Because that's the way that the Torah is being mechazik us in this belief that Parshas Ha'azinu is like a miniature summary of all of history, of the entire world. It's like a miniature Sefer Torah. V'hu mu'at ha'machzik es ha'meruba. It's like something small which contains a ton. V'idach perusha. And everything just has to be expounded. V'lachein b'vaday tzarach lichtov ha'azinu. So therefore we need to write ha'azinu. U'memela al yada kosvin kol ha'Torah. Shehi ha'azinu gufa. Right? By writing ha'azinu, we'll come to write the entire Torah, which is really just an expanded form. It's almost as if he's saying, it's a bold thing to say, it's almost like saying ha'azinu is like the real Torah, and the rest of our Torah, from Bereishis to Vezos HaBracha, is almost like a commentary on ha'azinu. The same way that the whole world is just a commentary on the Torah, or the Torah is a commentary on the world, depending how you look at it. Uve'emes kol ha'Torah hi bir al ha'azinu. He says it explicitly. The whole Torah is really just an expanded form of ha'azinu. Ve'ein anu mevinim es ha'azinu b'li yeser ha'Torah. And we can't come to understand ha'azinu without the rest of the Torah because it's written so cryptically. But let's come back, says Rav Wolfson. I want to just say a little bit more about the story of Avner. Because again, it's such an incredible story about the student of the Ramban. So it says Rav Moshe Wolfson, Va'agav ava'er be'ezos Hashem yizbarach es ha'maisa shel Avner. Sha'avra al kol averos shabatorah, achero haramban shumerumas ba'os shlishes shaltevas af ayam ashvisa me'enos zichram. Avner did such terrible averos that again, that the pasuk from which he drew his shorish neshama was a pasuk that's very sad, a pasuk that says he'll be obliterated from mankind. See, what happened with Avner was he abandoned Torah and he became very famous. And he thought that by giving up Torah, I'm going to make myself known in the world. Right? He's not famous because of his great, you know, political work. He's not famous because of his great wealth that he amassed in his lifetime. He's famous as a student of the Ramban. And he's famous because he was Chozer B'Tshuva in the last moments. Right? So in other words, this pasuk unfortunately is revealing a painful truth. Sometimes a person tries to make himself big and ends up making himself small. And if he just has the humility to live a life of Torah and mitzvos, that's lasting. That's how a person leaves their mark on the world. V'chein asa v'hiflik v'yam b'li manig ha'sfina v'hushba zichro lo'aleinu. And unfortunately, that's what he did. He drifted out to sea and he erased himself from mankind. So says Rav Wolfson, but I want to understand. V'tzarach lahavin, lama hayen nirmaz shemo ba'os shlishis. Why is his name hinted to, right, in the third letter of each word in this pasuk? Halo anu ragilim l'rames b'rashei tevos o b'sofei tevos aval lo ba'os shlishis. Typically, when I want to say a remez in a pasuk, where do I look? So I look at the first letters, the rashei tevos. I look at the sofei tevos, the last letters. What is this? The Ramban, again, it was Hashem opened his eyes to see it. Hashem revealed it to him. He went in the corner and he davened, and Hashem revealed that this is Avner's spot in Hazino. But why is Avner hinted to in the third letter? Af-Eyam, the third letter is an Aleph. Ashbisa, the third letter is a Beis. Me-Enosh, the third letter is a Nun. Zichram, the third letter is a Resh. That's a strange way to hint to a person. So Moshe Wolfson says, you know why he's in the middle? Why is he in the middle? However, why is he hinted to in the middle of the word? Because of course, even the most rebellious Jew, and that's part of what happened here, Avner was Chozer B'Tshuva on Yom Kippur. He had done terrible things and he needed to fulfill the Pasuk in a way that was very painful. But he was also Chozer B'Tshuva on Yom Kippur. He also found his way back in the end. Right? He took a very, painful detour, but he found his way back. And he submitted himself before his Rebbe, and he asked, how can I do tshuva? So in the end, lo yidach v'menu nidach, no Jew is cast aside. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that every Jew finds his way back. Ki kol ish v'Yisrael mushrosh ba'avos hakadoshim, u'meirosh surim arenu. Because every Jew, no matter how Jewish he looks on the outside or how not Jewish he looks on the outside, every Jew draws his shorosh neshama from the holy avos. U'lechol ish v'Yisrael yesh achris tov. And friends, I don't care who we're thinking about. You could think of your friend from elementary school who is completely irreligious and hates Judaism, lo aleinu, and doesn't keep anything and even eats on Yom Kippur. But the end of the story is guaranteed. Like the Ramban told us, it's not. There's no tanai for our tshuva or avodas Hashem. The end is Hashem says, it's my world and I'm going to make the end of the story how I want the story to end. And therefore the achris is going to be tov. The end for every Jew is going to be good. Everyone is going to come to their tikkun. Every single person. The Arizal talks about what Jesus has to go through, who was a Jew, what he has to go through to eventually somehow get his tikkun. No matter how many punishments, no matter how many gilgulim, but eventually everyone, every Jewish neshama is going to get a tikkun. It doesn't matter how it lived in this world. It's going to find maybe a very painful journey back, but it will find its way back to Hashem. V'lachein im ha'igzeras ha'shbasa shel Avner merumas b'rashei tevos. So if the beginning of this pasuk would have hinted to the name Avner, so that would imply that what? That he's mushvas b'reishiso u'v'sharsho. That would imply that his root, the first letter means the root, it would imply that his root was rotten, that he's destroyed at his essence. V'nichras misharsho ba'avos hakadoshim. And he's lost his connection to the Jewish people, v'zeh e efshar, and that can't be. U'mehai taima e efshar la'achido ba'achriso ki yesh la'achris, and you can't also reject his future because he has a future. V'lachein e efshar la'hashbasa li'os merumas b'sofei tevos. You can't put his name at the end of the pasuk because that implies that he has no end. He doesn't have a good end. So you can't say his root is bad because his root, of course, is good. He comes from the Avos HaKadoshim. You can't say his end is bad because his end also is going to be good eventually. So where is he? Where is he struggling? He's struggling sort of in the middle. Aval achshav lefi shah shayeches hashbasa ad sheshuv yavo litikuno. But in the middle, he's getting a little bit lost along the journey. So that's why in the middle of the pasuk, the third letter, in the middle is where it hints to his name Avner. V'nirmas ba'os shlishis, it's hinted to in the third letter, shehua emtza'i, kamavur bahar b'makomos b'sifrei maharal, that shlishi, three, the concept of three means the middle. In other words, somewhere along the journey, this neshama is struggling, but its root is good, and its end will be good. V'lachein zehu nachamaso, ki rak be'emtza merumas ashbisa me'enosh zichram, it's only in the middle that, again, these words, that he should be eradicated from mankind, he should be forgotten, applies to him. Aval hu adayin kosher bereishis, memela yesh lo achris. Because he's still rooted at his root, his starting point is holy and pure, so therefore his end will also be good. Okay, so chaver, this is the incredible Ramban for Parshas Hazino. Again, there's a lot more to look at. If you want to take some time, you can take a look around. There's a lot of very important teachings of the Ramban about Hatzur Tamim Pa'alo, how even when Hashem judges us with mercy, it doesn't pervert Hashem's justice. And the Ramban speaks about what does it mean to be a Naval. A Naval is a person when someone treats you well and you repay them with wickedness. And unfortunately, we sometimes do that to Hashem. We don't repay Hashem for the kindness that He bestowed upon us. And it speaks about how Hashem offered the Torah to all the nations of the world, but only the Jewish people accepted it, and how it's a big schus for us. And how sometimes when we rebel against Hashem, we act as if we're not His children, but eventually HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to abandon us. Again, Parshas Hazino is a very small parsha, but a very rich parsha in terms of yesodos, of how life works. But at the end of the day, the bottom line is, again, here's the punchline, right? That the root of a Jew is good. That the story, past, present, and future, is all being molded and shaped by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have to try to study this shira deeply, to recognize within it, right, that everything is in it, kol. that Moshe Rabbeinu says, Kol divrei hashira hazos. Again, kol is lahagid kolelis kol ha'asidos lamo. Ve'im hi ketana b'dibur, says the Ramban, if it's small in words, its matters are very great. Okay, so it's a very powerful story for us to, an important teaching and a powerful story for us to think about. And again, as we start a new year, you know, it's a little bit of a question. Where's the new year? Is the new year starting Rosh Hashanah? Does it start after Yom Kippur? But to think about it, as we lay in Hazinu this Shabbos, to think about, you know, to try to think about where was I in the past, and where do I want to be right now, and what's the trajectory of my life towards the future, and to realize that when I'm reading Hazinu, all those elements are combining in an amazing way. All right, we should be zochet to Teshuva Gemura. Now and forever. All right, I have to stop to get a daughter to a dentist appointment.
Okay. Good question.
Yeah.
Mia Machzak Amaruba, that's something small coming from something big.
Mia Machzak Amaruba is like the Teva. Right? The Ramban, we'll see in Parshas Noach, says the Teva could not have possibly held everything that it held. It was the boat was not actually that big. But it was right. A miut, it was a small thing that's machzik as a meruba, that's able to contain a lot. It's like the Beis HaMikdash also. The Beis HaMikdash, okay. We stood there, omdim tzvufim, everyone was squeezed in. And then, like the Mishnah says, mishtachim ravachim, when they bowed down, there was enough room for everyone to stretch out. So how is that possible? Right? So when you have something of great holiness, it can look very small, right? But it actually is much bigger. When you get inside of it, it's much, much bigger than it appears. So Parshas Hazinu on the surface looks tiny, looks like a very small parsha, right? A nice, you know, piece of poetry. But the more you dig into it, the more you uncover it's filled with the secrets of past, present, and future. And every person's life is contained within it. So that's miut machzik asamaruba.
Okay? Rabbi, I just heard a really quick word on Hazinu.
Let's hear.
20 minutes ago.
Let's hear.
I might not even remember it correctly because it was so quick. But in the parsha, So what's the difference between hear and listen? When you're saying, when you're asking for someone to listen, they're much closer to you. But to hear, like, oh, I can hear them from far away. But listen, when you usually use the word listen,
right,
you're speaking face to face. Like, listen to me. So in the Parsha, Moshe says, hear the heavens and listen to the earth.
Right. Like Azino Hashemayim, V'sishma Haaretz, right.
So, I mean, he's basically implying that even though he's standing on earth, he's implying that Shemayim is closer.
Shemayim is closer.
So I think what we should take from this is that we should all, like, you know, we should know what's going on earth, but we should all be connected more to Shemayim and the heavens and to be closer. Beautiful. To, you know, the godly presence.
In other words, even though your feet are on the ground, spiritual reality should feel close to you, and the physical world should feel distant from where I want to be.
Yeah.
I want to live in the Shemayim. I love that. That's beautiful. I think it's from the Orach Chaim HaKadosh. Does that sound right?
I just heard it from a Chabad rabbi.
Yeah, I think the Orach Chaim says that. That's a good teaching, though. I forgot about that one. It's a very good one. That's a very good teaching. Okay, so we should live in Shemayim.
Sweet.
We should live with our feet on the ground, but we should keep our heads in the Shemayim. All right, Chabad, it's almost Sukkos. So awesome. Yeah. Can't wait.
No days off this year.
No days off.
Let's get in there.
Live in the sukkah.
The poles are up.